Warning. This story contains content some readers may find disturbing. T. Hunter Bay, one of the two accused in the 2020 death of 31-year-old Christopher Misitawagisik, who recorded the brutal and violent assault and shared it with others, has been sentenced to 9 years after pleading guilty to manslaughter. Natalie Muniz, 33, appeared before Justice Bruce Fitzpatrick in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Thursday, where she entered a plea of not guilty to the original charge of second-degree murder, but pleaded guilty to the lesser-included charge of manslaughter. Kenneth Muniz, 31, who is Natalie Muniz's cousin, also pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of manslaughter in November and will be sentenced at a later date. The charges date back to the evening of August 28, 2020, when Misitawagisik was with Kenneth Muniz and Natalie Muniz in an industrial site near the Thunder Center off of Main Street. According to an agreed statement of facts read into the court record, Kenneth Muniz repeatedly stomped on Misitawagisik's head with his foot while Natalie Muniz filmed the assault with her cell phone. The video was shown to the court and it depicts Misitawagisik lying on the ground with his head and face covered in blood. The video stopped right before Kenneth Muniz was about to stomp on his head with his foot again. Misitawagisik's body was found by the owner of the industrial site 2 days later. It appeared that his body had been dragged behind a truck trailer and a cinder block had been placed upon his chest. A post-mortem examination revealed Misitawagisik suffered 14 blunt force injuries to his head and neck and died as a result of blunt force trauma. The forensic pathologist was unable to conclude if the cinder block was used in the assault but noted the force of the blows Misitawagisik sustained were strong enough to fracture his skull. The Thunder Bay Police Service launched an investigation into the incident. On September 1, 2020, investigators received a video from an anonymous source that depicted the assault. In the video, Natalie Muniz could be heard stating, "Rest in peace," and when Misitawagisik was heard gasping for air, she said, "He's still breathing." Investigators interviewed several witnesses who helped identify Kenneth Muniz and Natalie Muniz as the two responsible for the assault. One witness said Natalie Muniz sent him the video and admitted to seeing Chris die. Other witnesses told police that they observed Natalie Muniz with blood on her shoes and that she admitted to killing Misitawagisik and needs a good lawyer. Surveillance video footage from the area on the evening of August 28, 2020 also shows Kenneth Muniz and Natalie Muniz walking through a parking lot with what appears to be blood-like staining on their shoes, and Kenneth Muniz discarding a sweatshirt into a dumpster. DNA evidence also linked Natalie Muniz to the scene where Misitawagisik was found. Kenneth Muniz and Natalie Muniz were both arrested on September 3, 2020 and originally charged with second-degree murder. Prior to sentencing, the court heard an emotional victim impact statement from Misitawagisik's mother, Flora Muniz. The mother said her son was a friend to many who knew him and was loved by all his family. She recalled first hearing of his death, saying she didn't want to believe it. "I couldn't believe a word that was said to me. My whole body couldn't move. And I froze. I cried and cried and screamed," she said. "My heart sank and my heart shattered and broke into 2 million pieces. My heart still aches today for what you have done to my son Chris. I didn't want to believe my son was gone." Flora added that when she first heard Natalie Muniz had been arrested, she felt anger knowing that she was from her home community of Neskantaga First Nation. "When I see you sitting across from me, all I see is a murderer sitting there who took my son's life away from me and my family," she said in court. "Still today I feel the pain, grief, hurt that you caused. The grief I carry deep inside me. I feel like I'm never going to heal from this trauma, the loss of my child." Repeatedly asking why and if Muniz was sorry, Flora then asked her how she can live with herself after what she did. "How can you take another life by murdering a human being? I simply wanted to ask you why. Why did you kill him?" she said. "Do you think I could ever forgive you for what you did to my son? I know God says we should forgive, but I am not ready to forgive you at all." When given the opportunity to speak, Natalie Muniz apologized for her actions, saying she was very sorry. Defense counsel Patricia Vo and George Joseph, along with Crown attorney Stephanie Baker, presented a joint submission for sentence. Vo provided details of Muniz's background, which included numerous family losses, being displaced from her home community, and struggling with addiction issues from a young age. However, Vo also noted that Muniz has completed numerous programs while in custody and has been sober since being arrested. She has also accepted responsibility for her actions as demonstrated through her guilty plea and expressions of remorse. Baker noted there are aggravating factors, including Munia's having previous criminal convictions for crimes involving violence and the assault on Misi Tawagisik having been committed while she was on probation. She has now been convicted with what can only be described as a horrific offense. This was an attack that was brutal, violent, and in the Crown's view, cruel, Baker said. She participated by documenting the killing and sharing the video with others. The brutality of the assault and the manner in which she watches another human being's death is simply put, shocking. Fitzpatrick agreed with the joint submission, saying 9 years in custody falls within an acceptable range for the charge and the circumstances of the incident. No doubt this was a crime of violence and involved a brutal application of force, Fitzpatrick said. The act of standing by and recording the act on a cell phone was particularly heinous and incomprehensible. But Natalie is owning up to her very bad decisions. Fitzpatrick recognized Munia's entering a guilty plea and taking responsibility for her actions, but he noted those actions will have a lasting impact on all those involved. The family is having very difficult time understanding why, he said. They must live with the results of this senseless death for the rest of their lives. With pre-sentence custody of 819 real days, enhanced to 1,229 days, she has approximately 5.7 years more to serve. Munia's is also required to submit a DNA sample and is subject to a lifetime weapons prohibition.